This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A new round of negotiations over a long-sought ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas are being held Thursday in Doha. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The U.S. says a new round of peace talks aimed at ending the Gaza war has begun.
They are just starting.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar are meeting with an Israeli delegation in Doha.
We do not anticipate coming out of these talks today with a deal. In fact, I'd expect the talks to continue into tomorrow.
Kirby says the focus now is on implementing a deal President Biden laid out in May for a ceasefire and the release of Hamas hostages. Both sides have agreed in principle, but accuse each other of making new demands. Gaza health authorities say the 10-month war has now killed more than 40,000 people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Washington criticized Israeli National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir's unilateral action storming the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound with the aid of Israeli police to perform Jewish prayers, calling it a provocation. U.S. State Department spokesman Vedat Patel.
The United States stands firmly for preservation of the historic status quo with respects to the holy sites of Jerusalem. And not only is it unacceptable, it detracts from what we think is a vital time as we are working to get this ceasefire deal.
Ben-Gvir has often defied the Israeli government's longstanding ban on Jewish prayer at the mosque compound. It is one of the most sensitive religious sites in the Middle East. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Amman.
That was a violation of a long-standing agreement over the Al-Aqsa Mosque that is threatening to jeopardize the ceasefire talks in the Middle East happening on Thursday. VOA's Dale Gavlak reported that report. This is VOA News. Hurricane Ernesto dropped torrential rain on Puerto Rico as it strengthened heading towards Bermuda. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Hurricane Ernesto pounded Puerto Rico on Wednesday, leaving more than 600 homes and businesses without electricity and more than 300,000 homes and businesses without water.
Se ha identificado.
Ernesto Morales of the Puerto Rico National Weather Service says they've identified 222 structures that were damaged. Hurricane specialist Larry Kelly of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Ernesto is headed to Bermuda and is expected to become more powerful.
It is forecast to strengthen and also grow in size as the system moves further north. We're expecting the wind field to get even larger than what it currently is.
And Kelly says the storm is expected to reach Bermuda on Saturday. I'm Donna Water.
Ksenia Kavana, a United States-Russian dual national, has been convicted of treason in a Russian court and sentenced to 12 years in prison on charges stemming from a donation of about $42 to a charity aiding Ukraine. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
It's nothing less than just vindictive cruelty. We're talking about $50 to try to alleviate the suffering of people of Ukraine. And to call that treason is just absolutely ludicrous.
Her attorney said he planned to appeal the verdict. Russia has passed laws that criminalize criticism of the operation in Ukraine and remarks considered to discredit the Russian military. According to UNESCO, the Taliban have deliberately deprived 1.4 million Afghan girls of schooling through bans. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has more.
The United Nations agency has said that the Taliban has deliberately deprived 1.4 million Afghan girls of schooling through bans. The Taliban, who took power over Afghanistan in 2021, barred education for girls above the sixth grade because they said it didn't comply with their interpretation of Sharia or Islamic law. Afghanistan is the only country in the world that bans female secondary and higher education. UNESCO said if you add the number of girls who were already out of school before the bans were introduced, there are now 2.5 million girls in the country deprived of their right to education. I'm Karen Chamas.
In a National Liberation Day speech marking the 79th anniversary of independence from Japan's colonial rule after World War II, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol offered on Thursday to establish a working-level consultative body with North Korea to discuss ways to ease tension and resume economic cooperation, as he laid out his vision on unification of the neighbors. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.